We continue today with lesson number 16 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. And we are continuing with the halachos of Shavuos HaEdus. Today we will look at the fourth perek, the seventh and eighth Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches of Perek Dalet. The general rule here in this Mishnah Zayin and in the next Mishnah Ches is that Shavuos HaEdus only applies in a situation where the Toveya is claiming mamon, is claiming money for himself from the Nitba. And he's trying to get these witnesses to testify on his behalf, and they swear falsely that they do not know any testimony on his behalf. However, suppose the Toveya asks the people, the two witnesses, to swear about something which has nothing to do with his collecting money from a nitpa. Or, as we will see special examples, where the money is not really money in hand, then there is no halacha of Shavuos HaEdus, and even if they swore falsely, there's no obligation of Shavuos HaEdus of a korban olah v'yoreh. So, mashpia ani aleichem im lo tovo'u usi'iduni sha'ani kohen. He says, look, you two guys know, we came from the same shtetl, you know my father, my grandfather, you know that I am a kohen. And as a kohen, I'm permitted to eat truma. I want you to come and swear in Beis Din on my behalf that I'm a kohen. Now, this is not a claim of money. This is not a claim of mamon. This is a claim about status. This is a claim about status. Or, for example, he says, come and testify on my behalf, Shani Levi, that I am a Levi, and as such, I'm entitled to Ma'aser Rishon. Oh, or he says, She'eni Ben Grusha, come and swear that my mother, I am not the offspring of a woman, a mother who was divorced and married to a Kohen. Oh, She'eni Ben Chalutza, I am not the son of a woman who was given chalitza, which would render him posel, a cholol. In these cases, there's no such thing as Shavuos HaEdus, because there's no monetary claim, no direct monetary claim that the Toveya can make here. Suppose, furthermore, he comes to the witnesses and says them, he wants them to swear She'ish Ploni Kohen. I'm not even coming on my behalf, he says. I want you to swear that so-and-so was a Kohen. She'ish Ploni Levi, or that so-and-so was a Levi. She'ina ben Grusha, she'ina ben Chlutza, that he's a kosher a Kohen, etc. Here, not only is that the Toveya have no monetary claim, it's all a question of status, but more so, he is asking them to testify on behalf of someone else. And for that, he cannot obligate them in the Shavuos HaEdus from the Korban Olah V'Yoreid. We will see later in Mishnah Yud Beis that if a person comes to two witnesses and says, a certain Toveya has made me his agent, has given me a harsho, has given me a written document which says I can act on his behalf, and on his behalf I'm asking you to come to court and to testify, then there would be Shavuos HaEdus. But that too is limited when there is a claim of mamon, not when there was a claim that a person's a Kohen or a Levi or whatever. The Mishnah continues, She'onas ish poloni esbito, ufito esbito. Suppose a person comes, there are various explanations of this, But one is that suppose a person comes to two witnesses and says, I want you to swear that you know about the rape, ones, forcible rape, fita, or persuasive, statutory rape, that so-and-so perpetrated against the daughter of my friend, against the daughter of this Ishploni. Or, v'shechov al bibni, well, let's stop here, upito esbito. So that's one explanation. In this explanation, the problem is, the reason why this no shvuas ha'edus applying here, is because he's making a claim on behalf of someone else. He's making a claim on behalf of this other plony whose daughter was raped by a plony. There's an alternative shot here, and that is, she'onas ish plony yesbito, I want you to come and testify that so-and-so raped his own daughter, either by force or by seduction. In which case, this case would involve an isur misa, incest, punishable by death, plus the monetary aspects of the fine due to someone who perpetrates such a rape. And that, if that's the understanding of the Mishnah, that this involves a case of incest, that the plony and the plony here are the very same person, the father raped the daughter, and I want you to come and testify that that happened, would go along with the next case. V'shechov al bibni, or my son assaulted me, wounded me, and caused a bruise, in which case my son is must suffer the death penalty for causing a bruise to his father, besides the monetary damage. But in these cases, the incest, if that's the pshat, the make ove v'imo, the striking one's father and causing a wound, would negate the monetary charges of the fine for the rape or the damages inflicted upon the father, the compensation for those damages. Because where there is a chiyuv misa, an obligation, the death penalty, that wipes out the financial charges. Similarly, in the final case in the Mishnah, v'shechov al bichaveri v'shehidlik gedishi b'shabbos. In the previous Mishnah, we learned in this case, someone beat me, assaulted me, or burned down my granary on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Isur is an Isur Kores, in which case the monetary obligation stands, and he must pay for the granary or for the damages he inflicted upon the person on Yom Kippur. But on Shabbos, we're talking about an Isur Skila, a Misas Bezdin, and Misas Bezdin wipes out the financial obligation. If a person is obligated to suffer the death penalty and obligated to pay a few dollars, he only receives the stricter punishment, the death penalty, and the monetary debt is canceled. Hare'elu peturin. In all of these cases, if a person swears, if witnesses swear falsely that they do not know about these matters, they would be exempt from shvuas ha'edus from korban olah v'yored, because there is no monetary claim. Kohen Levi, that's not a monetary claim, that's a status claim. Or because you're coming and asking them to swear and to come and testify on another person's behalf. Or because you're involved in a situation where the monetary claim has been overridden by the punishment of death for incest or violation of Shabbos or striking one's father. Wounding one's father. So therefore, there is no shvuas or edus in these cases. Mishnah Ches continues. Another interesting case where there is no tfias mamon in the sense. Remember, tfias mamon means come and swear on my behalf that I lent so-and-so $100 and he owes me $100. Or I lent him my lawnmower and he's hiding it in his garage. Or he stole my goblet. Or he found my wallet. But it's a claim that so-and-so, the nitba, has in his possession my money or my object. Suppose it's a different type of claim. Mashpia ani aleichem im lo sovo usi'iduni. I want you to swear that you will come and testify on my behalf. She'omar ishploni liten li mosayim zuz velo nosan li. Not I lent this nitba $100, $200 from the Mishnah's example, and he's keeping it and doesn't want to pay me back. But rather, I lent him nothing. There's nothing of mine that he has. But he promised he's going to give me $200, and he hasn't given it to me yet. And you were there, and you heard him make that promise. And they swear, we didn't hear anything, we don't know anything. And they swear falsely, they're not obligated. Hare elu peturin. They're not obligated to bring a korban olah v'yored. That's not shvuas ha'edus. She'ein chayov, and you're only obligated in shvuas ha'edus. Ela al tviyas mamon kapikodon. Only for money which is in hand, like a pikodon. I lent him my lawnmower. He has my lawnmower. Not, I lent him nothing, I gave him nothing, but he promised me $200. The Gemara and the Mefarshim explain various scenarios here. One interesting one is that suppose the Toveya is a poor man, and he comes to these witnesses and says, I went to this rich man, I asked him for tzedakah, and he promised me $200 for tzedakah, and he never gave it to me. Please come to court and testify on my behalf so I can get the $200 of tzedakah that I need as a poor man from this rich man. Even so, and they swear falsely we know nothing, there's no shvuas or edus, because there's no definite claim. Even if you make a vow for tzedakah, you might not keep the vow. You might have the vow nullified, annulled by proper means. You could be shoel on the neder, have hatoras nedorim, etc. It's not a claim for money in hand. And the rules of shuas ha'edus only apply when the toveya's claim is for money that the nitba has of his in his, the nitba's hands, like a pikadon or a loan or an aveda or a geneva, etc. And so we have finished lesson number 16, and in the process completed the eighth Mishnah of Perek Daled of Maseches Shavuos.